ask you a favour?
Anything.
I need to have my boiler serviced today, but I've got to go to work.
Oh, well, I'll have a go, but I can't guarantee it won't explode.
No. I just wanted to leave you my key so you can let the man in.
You want to leave me the keys to your flat?
You won't have to go up there, only to let him in.
Of course, yeah. Can I ask you a favour in return?
Sure, what?
Will you sleep with me?
You don't think that's a bit of an uneven bargain?
Okay. Will you sleep with me and lend me £100?
Vintage man behaving badly there with Neil Morrissey. Neil is currently playing the role of Fagin in the stage version of Oliver.
In this life, one thing counts. In the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You got to pick a pocket or two.
He joins all the other characters we know and love from the Dickens classic, like the Artful Dodger.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family.
Probably the most complicated character of all, Nancy.
Papa, oh, Papa, that's how it goes. Papa, oh, Papa, everyone knows.
And who can forget the star of the show?
Please, sir, I want some more.
Oliver himself.
Does it fall from skies
above? I could do it. I could have done it.
Bit old now.
Isn't it just wonderful? Doesn't it bring you back?
I just love it so, so much. And I can't wait for my Christmas pajama day because Oliver and the Sound of Music are my two movies.
Have you got them on DVD?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you not going to go see the musical?
Oh, definitely go
at the Grand
see the
Canal.
Musical.
Well, the Bordeaux Energy Theatre. Anyway, on our behalf, last night, we sent along Roddy Collins. You're very welcome to the programme, Roddy.
Hi,
again,
Sterling.
Good to see you. Well, did you enjoy it?
It was absolutely brilliant. And it wasn't only me. I brought my wife and three of my kids. Well, I brought two of my kids and one of my nieces, so it was brilliant.
What's your wife's name? Let's have your wife's name.
Caroline is my
Caroline,
wife.
And then the two
I
children?
I left my girlfriend at home last night, so Caroline is my wife. And then I brought Lauren and Porrick, my two children. And then I brought Emma Martin, Caroline's sister's child. And because I tell you why, Derek, what I'd done was, when I was asked to come in, I got the DVD. I went up to HMV and grabbed, so I had to buy a box set. But I didn't mind, there's a few Phillips set. So I got the DVD, lit a big coal fire on Sunday night, torn all the lights out, left the Christmas tree on, big load of sweets for the kids, lemonade, crisp, the whole lot, like the pictures. And I wanted them to actually see what they were going to see rather than see it for the first time. And my grandson, he's carpet out of 10 minutes. Oh, you know, this and all that singing. So I knew it wasn't for him.
No, it wasn't.
That's why we replaced
him. How old is he, the grandson?
He's only 5.
Yes, he's too young
for it. Yeah, he was too young, Derek. Yep. But anyway, that's the only negative thing about it.
Yep.
Next of all, the kids watched it and they only loved it.
Mm.
But it was better to watch the DVD, to refresh yourself. Because when I went in, I knew the next scene, I knew the next song.
Yeah.
It was, Derek, it was brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Do you remember
seeing it on television when you were a child? Or did you see it in the movies when you were a kid?
No, that's what I was trying to figure out. It must have been the pictures.
Mm.
It had to be the pictures because I think it was in colour. Because I don't remember, we had a black and white telly, you know, so it had to be. And actually, in fact, when I seen it, I must have seen it on telly. In black and white, because I kept saying, I thought this was in black and white, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, now I remember as a kid, and it was, and before I was asked to go, when it came out, advertised, Carolyn said, we bring the kids to Oliver for Christmas. And I said, oh, that'd be brilliant. And then I said, we get it. But my memories of it were vague. I watched the DVD, it was brilliant. But when I went to the show, it was like going to a 3D magnified by 100. It was like if you were actually sitting there with you. You can nearly eat the porridge with them and all.
You know the way
brilliant.
Some people say the book is better than the movie. Ah, the movie wasn't as good as the book. Ah, the book was better than the movie. I always reckon the movie's better than the book. But at any rate, because I haven't read the book. But people say and swear. Now, in this instance, most people would have probably seen the movie and maybe then will go to the adaptation on stage for the stage musical. Did it transfer because you saw the DVD and was it the same? Because it's very hard to recreate those streets of London.
No.
The kind of scenes, the snow, the cold, the wet, the violence, the anger.
Everything you've described was there, but it was like as if you were in it. It was 100 times better than the DVD. It was just unbelievable. It was magical. It was unbelievable. And I came out last night and I text Fergus, the producer. I said, Fergus, I text him and said, Fergus, absolutely brilliant. And we sang the songs all the way home in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I rang about My mother as well is gone. My ma's gone.
Is she?
Yeah, she's gone, yeah. So I spoke to my ma this morning. My wife's sisters, who sing all the songs at a Christmas do or any do when they get a few beers on them, they're all gone. And I could absolutely recommend it. I'll say it, I'll give you your money back if you don't enjoy it. It was brilliant.
Well, I wouldn't take that on for you. Now, I've seen this stage production in Birmingham. I flew over about 4 or 5 months ago. It's been touring the UK for the last year.
Yeah.
And it was in Leeds after that. And in fact, that's where they got a lot of the Irish kids to go before the show came to here, because they've 6 the Irish children in it and they're in 3 groups of 20 because they've got to rotate them. They can't all do the shows. And they had to audition here last October, as I understand it. Then they went to Leeds with the director, met him and did all the rehearsals there. And now they're in the show here. So I can't name them all, but we just want to say congratulations. It's a big show to be in, and I'm sure the parents all over the country will be absolutely thrilled with that. There are 4 Olivers and there are 4 Artful Dodgers. Yeah. And they're all from the UK and they do their 2 shows on and they go back because they're so young and then they come back again.
Well, but there was 2 Olivers last night, Derek.
2 Olivers?
There was one with the first half.
Yeah.
And I did one with the second half.
Yeah.
So I think the Scallywag Oliver was on the first half, and then the well-to-do Oliver was kidnapped and he was in the second half. He was a bit taller, looked a bit more nourished because he was in a very affluent background, where the first fella was going around, you know, underfed.
What about Neil Morrissey as Fagin? We played a clip of him there from Men Behaving Badly, and I must say I never warmed to him in Men Behaving Badly, but I did in this. I saw him in Birmingham in this show.
Well, do you know what, Derek, at the end of it, I mean, they got an ovation. It was unbelievable. They got an ovation for 15 minutes last night. But I was watching Neil Morrissey, and the joy in his face and the satisfaction with the reaction of the crowd. He must not have slept all night. It was absolutely brilliant. He was brilliant. He was brilliant. Oliver Reid. What's his name?
Ron Moody, who played Fagin.
No, not Ron.
Originally.
No.
The Oliver Reid character in it. He's married to Nancy.
Oh, Bill Sykes. Bill Sykes.
He was great. Excuse me. Now, he had a small part in it. And he had the white bulldog. He had a small part in it. He was great. The girl, Nancy, is that her name?
Yeah, Nancy. Yeah.
She was brilliant. Put it all together. It was just brilliant. And, you know, you talk about different things. The opening of it, when all the kids were singing Field Glorious Field. Great opening. You were right into it. It was brilliant. And then the best one for me that engaged everybody is when the kid was taken in by Fagin and consider yourself. And I was singing that. And I'm sure the people
playing Fagin yourself sometimes. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It was just, Derek, honest to God, I hope I'm not going overboard, but that's the way I feel. It was brilliant.
Was it your first musical?
First musical. I've had a few plays. First, but it won't be the last.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear because I think people have sometimes the wrong impression of music. They're going to think it's boring or whatever. There's no dialogue in it. There is dialogue with mainly music, but it does work. It's seamless as well. I mean,
it was brilliant. And even the set, you know, you're thinking, because you know what's coming, because I watched a DVD recently. You know what's coming next, Brenda.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you're going to need a team of men to get this gear off the stage to go. And it just didn't happen. Seamless. It was brilliant.
Well, I'm absolutely glad to hear it. I mean, that sounds like a kind of 5-star rating, does it to you, Brendan?
It certainly does. And what I think is kind of interesting about, say, a musical like Oliver or whatever, is when you go to something like that, you do actually forget about everything else going on just for that little 2 hours or whatever. You're totally immersed and you're singing along and you're entertained. Now, I haven't seen this production yet, but I'm definitely going to go because it's one of my favourite musicals. But that's what I love about a really good musical.
Yeah.
You forget about everything else.
Yeah, well, I've walked out of a couple of shows, you know, I won't name them, but because I wasn't entertained, you know. Mm. But last night, when the final curtain came down, I was actually raging. And in the car on the way home, the kids are saying, Dad, don't be getting carried away now, because I was finding out what pantomime is on. But, you know, and it's not a situation, Derek, where it's a force for me in musicals. I've been in a few.
Yeah.
But none of them engaged me the way they did last night. And maybe the season that's in it, and bringing you back in time, you know, it was brilliant.
Well, I was just reading something about what Neil Morrissey had said. I've just misplaced it now, about coming to play in Ireland. I've just misplaced it there for a second because he was asked if he was looking forward to come in Ireland. Anyway, I put it out of my hand there. But for me, I think one of the most poignant scenes in the play, which was recreated very, very well, is when he's brought around the streets and the guy's trying to sell him from the workhouse, you know.
Yeah.
You know, one boy for sale. And it snows.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
It snows
yeah.
on stage and it's just absolutely magical. But in the movie Oliver, it's thought that the scene used in Who Will Buy, do you remember that?
Yeah.
When he's looking out the window with the nanny and they're all coming around selling their wares.
Yeah.
They thought that that scene was filmed on a Georgian street, which is the Royal Crescent in Bath. and it's got around 30 terraced houses. You can all picture that in your minds if you've seen it. Apparently, though, it was built from scratch, and the street that they thought it was not the street. But we have the song anyway. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Who Will Buy from the movie?
This
Oliver.
Beautiful boy.
Buy my sweet red roses, two blooms for a penny. Who will buy my sweet red roses, two blooms for a penny? Who will buy my sweet red roses, two blooms for a penny? Who will buy my sweet red roses, two blooms for a penny? Will you buy any milk today, mistress? Any milk today, mistress? Will you buy my sweet red roses? Any milk today, mistress? Two blooms for a penny. Light strawberries, light strawberries, light.
Strawberries,
strawberries, strawberries, strawberries, strawberries, strawberries, strawberries, strawberries, strawberries,
fantastic. And you can see all the action at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre because I think it opened last night, didn't it? And then it runs for a few weeks all over Christmas and into January.
It's into January.
It's a long enough run. I found what he said because he was asked, Neil Morrissey, about how he felt coming to do the performance here in Dublin, and he said, it's slightly exotic, if you don't mind, because we've been playing places such as Norwich, Plymouth, and Newcastle or Leeds, and they're all very beautiful theatres, but the idea of being over in Dublin for Christmas and New Year has everyone tingling a little bit. We're all looking forward to it. And he says, oh, I'm very au fait with the Euro. So he was quite keen on coming. Somebody's been on to know if Roddy would suggest bringing a six-year-old.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because that's why I'd show them on a DVD first and see how they react to it, because there's little periods in it that it comes to a lull, and if they don't know what's coming next, they lose interest.
Mm.
But for me, I don't think so. I think maybe eight upwards, you know. But see the song you just played there, Derek?
Yeah.
That sounds great there. Go into the theatre 100 times better.
Yes, Andrew's been on to me to point out that Derek, with most movies, or he said, as with most musicals, the stage version came first, not the film. He says, well, the book came first in this case. It was Charles Dickens and then
that
was
Glenn Hansard
and all that kind of stuff. But at any rate, Roddy, thanks very much indeed. They'd be delighted with you down there. They didn't pay you for this or anything like that?
No, I'm not going to pay.
If you didn't like it, would you say you didn't like
100%.
It?
100%.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here, Derek. That's why I'm here.
Okay, no, and exactly what we thought. We'll send somebody who'll be totally honest and upfront. Anyway, I think it's for kind of all ages, but myself, if I had kids, I wouldn't bring them. I wouldn't bring them unless they were about 8, 9, 10,
yeah,
I think,
9,
to be
10,
honest with you, because it's an attention span thing apart from anything else.
It's a long show as well, isn't it, Robbie?
Unless they're
it
big is, into theatre and music.
Gone into a long show. The break came like that. And then we went back in, it was over.
And it was over,
it was so enjoyable.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was so engaging.
That's
and there was
sign.
So much involvement. It was just, anyway, go on. I'll say no more. I'll probably build up so much that people are disappointed, but I'd be very surprised if they are.
Marjorie from Clogher Head has been on to say that she had a grandson yesterday at 4:20. Well, presumably her daughter or her son had the grandson at 4:20 a.m. And this one said, I got a table made. It has a walnut piece in the centre, so you could get your table made. Regards, Lauren Waterford. That costs an arm and a leg to get a table made. Bespoke tables. Oh, for heaven's sake, couldn't afford that. Anyway, Nooks and Ishla, Paddy McGuigan. Thank you, Roddy.
Thanks, Derek.